Welcome to Starsign Horoscopes, presented by Astrology Hub. This is your place to discover how each zodiac sign can work with this week's astrology. I am your host, Jamie McGee, an astrologer, author, and a member of the production team here at Astrology Hub, and I am really excited to dive into this week's astrology with you.
Hi there, astrology lovers. Welcome to Starsign Horoscopes. I'm your astrologer, Jamie McGee, and today we're going to be taking a look at the astrology for April 7th through the 13th. I do hope you're having a great week. I really appreciate you spending some time with me today and tuning in.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Astrologer Connect, your premier source for quality astrology readings.
All right, so this week is the week before we kick off eclipse season. So in a sense, the invitation the universe is giving you is to let go of the past and reach for an unexplored opportunity that's present or about to emerge in your life. Now, transitions that are supporting this theme are Venus moving into Gemini, shifting your heart's approach to certain matters in your life. Now, soon after, Venus will have her first conversation with Pluto in Aquarius, asking you to look deeper at all the possibilities that you have now. Now, another notable transit this week is that the Sun and Jupiter are meeting up in Aries. This is a booming, positive energy. However, to make the most of it, you will need to take action toward those goals and opportunities that you have now. So, as you can see, this is a big week that you can use before we move into that eclipse portal. And as you move through it, it could really feel like you're on the verge of entering a new world. In a sense, you are. Now, with that being said, just remember the forecast that we're about to dive into is a really high-level overall view of energies that your sun sign or rising sign could be experiencing. Now, if you would like a deeper look at your personal chart, explore the opportunities that you have now, some of the challenges that you have now, or patterns that you have always walked with, I definitely encourage you to check out our brand new platform, Astrologer Connect. It helps you connect with astrologers, master astrologers, instantly to look at your path, where you are in life right now. Now, you can learn more about the platform at astrologyhub.com/astrologerconnect, or you can book with me directly at astrologyhub.com/JamieConnect. I love meeting so many of you over there. All right, with that being said, let's dive into this week. Hey, Aries, let's take a look at your week. Now, Aries, your top three focuses are going to be 1, local vibes, 2, communication, and 3, luck. Let's talk about why. This week, it may feel as if opportunity is at every corner, thanks to the Sun and Jupiter meeting up in your sign. Now, remember, the key to working with Jupiter is focusing on what you want to bring in. So if you find yourself short on luck or opportunity this week, notice where your attention is going and adjust to the positive. Now, adding to this, Venus will light up how you communicate over the coming weeks. This could be a good time to use your charm to smooth over any cross lines of communication in your life. Networking and building toward a deep transformational changes around your dreams are also possible. Be sure to notice what comes up in your social circles this week. If you love what you see, lean into it. If not, make a plan to adjust. I do hope you have a great week. I look forward to seeing you next time. Hi, Taurus. Let's take a look at your week. Now, Taurus, your top three focuses are going to be 1, hidden inspiration, 2, values, and 3, reputation. Now, let's talk about why. Opportunity is in the air this week, but it may feel like it's more behind the scenes or in a private part of your life. Notice where your mind goes and don't be afraid to go down the rabbit hole and explore. The insight you find within will prove to be profound. Now, adding to this week, your ruling planet, Venus, will shift into Gemini, highlighting your values. This is a good time to consider your overall health and wealth. You will be well supported as you make needed changes. However, keep in mind that with Gemini energy, there is always 2 ways of looking at any matter. So if possible, take your time before you make any long-term choices. You want to ensure that they are in alignment with your purpose and how you want the world to know you. I do hope you have a great week. I look forward to seeing you next time. Hi, Gemini. Let's take a look at your week. Now, Gemini, your top 3 focuses are going to be 1, attraction, 2, your dreams, and 3, wisdom. Now, let's talk about why. As Venus moves into your sign, you may find that it's easier to attract your desires. Venus will also favor bringing in beauty into your life or a possibility of a brand upgrade. If you wanted a new personal style, now is a great time to make that switch. Now, feeling and looking good inside and out will help you approach your life with a brand new perspective, hopefully very positive. Now, networking and connecting with like-minded souls is also likely this week as the Sun and Jupiter meet up. You may find that you are in the right place at the right time and land a really beneficial contact. With so much social opportunity in your life, you will likely have your eye on a distant horizon or goal, or maybe a brand new way to share your knowledge, if not master some wisdom that you already have. Soak in the waves of inspiration, but take your time with implementing them. The more intentional you are with your connections and your plans, the more prosperous they will be. I do hope you have a great week. I look forward to seeing you next time. Hi, Cancer. Let's take a look at your week. Now, Cancer, your top three focuses are going to be 1, your reputation, 2, reflection, and 3, ending to begin. Now, let's talk about why. This week's energy lands in both private and public sides of your life. The Sun and Jupiter will highlight your career, your reputation, and bring a lot of praise and opportunity into your life. Now, adding to this, Venus will move into a very private sector of your life, more subconscious or internal. It may be that because your reputation is so highlighted that you need to spend some time either creating or working on or processing how that energy or those opportunities are unfolding for you. Now, in a sense, you're noticing that some things in your life must end so that you can grow into this purpose that you are sensing right now. The catch is that you may love deeply what you need to release. You may feel indebted and know that you did not arrive where you are in life without the help or guidance of others. This could be a person, a place, or even a way of thinking. Keep in mind that often endings simply mean that the relationship as it stands needs to end, but it can also begin again with a new perspective and an objective. I do hope you have a great week. I look forward to seeing you next time. Hi, Leo. Let's take a look at your week. Now, Leo, your top three focuses are going to be 1, new directions, 2, networking, and 3, partnerships. Now, let's talk about why. Inspiration will be hard to miss this week, Leo. If you have been working toward teaching, learning, publishing, you will find a really big opportunity starting to emerge for you, some of which that you may need to travel for or at the very least expand your horizons or your mindset. Zone into the ideas that have roots and can support your sense of purpose in the short and also in the long term. Now, as Venus moves into Gemini, networking and communication in general will have a lovely flow and just a dash of tension. Now, the tension will not feel edgy or abrupt, but there is an undercurrent. And if you notice this now and understand where that power is currently residing in your relationships, this is going to help prepare you for future adjustments that you're going to be working on. Now, the high side of this energy is that you may suddenly find yourself connected to powerful, like-minded allies. No matter how this week unfolds for you, remember to keep your end game in mind. Doing so will change the way that you perceive the opportunities and challenges on your doorstep right now. I do hope you have a great week. I look forward to seeing you next time. Hey, Virgo, let's take a look at your week. Now, Virgo, your top three focuses are going to be 1, legacy, 2, purpose, and 3, health and wealth. Now, let's talk about why. Now, topics connected to wealth could be popular for you this week. Jupiter and the Sun are connecting you in an area of your chart that symbolizes shared wealth, legacy, and a personal transformation. Look for breakthroughs and opportunities to move anything that has felt stalled forward. Now, to add to this week, Venus will be highlighting your purpose or your reputation. You may be rewarded for recent efforts or find that your heart is leading you toward what your purpose is, that calling that you have. Notice how this impacts your work and your health. Do you feel in harmony or a little bit detached? Sit with this thought and be open to ideas that offer ways that you can balance power within and without in your life. I do hope you have a great week. I look forward to seeing you next time. Hi, Libra. Let's take a look at your week. Now, Libra, your top three focuses are going to be 1, partnerships, 2, new directions, and 3, passion. Now, let's talk about why. Libra, if there is one constant theme in your life, it's partnership. If it's something that you are really good at, even if it doesn't always feel that way. Now, this week, the Sun and Jupiter will highlight those partnerships, one-to-one connections. Now, you may find that you're overwhelmed with the possibilities of connecting with others, or that you have a breakthrough that really means a lot to you. Venus will add to the excitement as she moves into Gemini. Now, new directions and possibilities will start to emerge. Now, though there is a gentle flow to this energy, and it's always good to have options, notice what your heart is connected to before you make any long-term choices. There is a building sense of power and transformation when it comes to what you love without condition and what you have created in this world. It's always helpful to be aware of where this energy is in flow so that you know how to adjust when it becomes more challenging. I do hope you have a great week. I look forward to seeing you next time. Hi, Scorpio. Let's take a look at your week. Now, Scorpio, your top three focuses are going to be 1, your work, 2, legacy, and 3, foundations. Now, let's talk about why. The work you do will get a boost this week. The Sun and Jupiter are going to highlight current opportunities and possibly surface some brand new ones. Now, though it could feel really busy and urgent, take your time with your choices and your commitment. Lean into what you want to grow. Now, as Venus moves signs, you may notice topics come up around your legacy or mutual financial benefits or loans or payouts. You may have a lot of choices to consider, so definitely take your time. Now, these changes or commitments need to be in flow with your foundations, your roots, what those core values are. Keeping this in mind and holding your standards high will help you make the most of both opportunities and challenges that you are working with now. I do hope you have a great week. I look forward to seeing you next time. Hi, Sagittarius. Let's take a look at your week. Now, Sagittarius, your top three focuses are going to be 1, passions, 2, partnerships, and 3, communication. Now, let's talk about why. This week may feel extremely busy and inspiring. The Sun and Jupiter are lighting up what you love without condition, as well as topics that support your creativity or what you have created, such as a business. Soak in the inspiration and look for opportunities to ground into this energy so that it can last. Venus will be highlighting your partnerships or client work over the coming weeks. There's both harmony and choices in how you connect and communicate with others. It will be tempting to dive in deep and explore every possibility that you have now. However, I encourage you to lean into your wisdom and use your positive discernment when it comes to making long-term choices or big announcements. I do hope you have a great week. I look forward to seeing you next time. Hi, Capricorn. Let's take a look at your week. Now, Capricorn, your top three focuses this week are going to be 1, foundations, 2, your work, and 3, wealth. Now, let's talk about why. Capricorn, you love to ensure that you have a strong structure that you can build on. Now, this week, the Sun and Jupiter are going to amplify opportunities that you have right now. It's likely that there will be more than one choice or that options lean in a direction that maybe you haven't thought of or explored yet. Trust the ones that feel in alignment with your purpose. Very soon, Jupiter will slow down and ground into the choices that you are making now. Being clear on what you want to grow long-term is the perfect gift to give your future self. Your overall health and wealth will also be a very popular topic. Venus will highlight the work you do or possibly health matters in the coming weeks. You have choices here too. However, you also have an awareness of how powerful your resources are to work with all of these topics. Keep this front in mind as you consider opportunities and challenges, and I do hope you have a great week working with them. See you next time. Hi, Aquarius. Let's take a look at your week. Now, Aquarius, your top three focuses are going to be 1, local vibes, 2, passions, and 3, empowerment. Now, let's talk about why. Your daily routines may get a boost this week thanks to the Sun and Jupiter. Being busy and making new connections or being acknowledged for a job well done are all possibilities. New faces can surface as well as a new way of approaching your daily routines and your rhythm. Soak in the experience, but give yourself some space before you make some major shifts. Venus will be elevating this energy and also adding a creative spark as she moves into Gemini. You are beginning to sense how powerful you are, as well as where you surrender your power. It's a subtle energy right now, but will soon become a bigger focus as we move into next year. The more aware you are of it now, the easier it will be to rebalance the power and transformation that you are on in your life. I do hope you have a great week. I look forward to seeing you next time. Hi, Pisces. Let's take a look at your week. Now, your top three focuses are going to be 1, values, 2, foundations, and 3, intuition. Now, let's talk about why. Your earning power, self-esteem, and skill sets will be highlighted this week by the Sun and Jupiter. Look for big once-in-a-decade opportunities to enhance your resources. There may be more than one option on the table, which is always good, but I encourage you to look for ones that are scalable and that you can really support for years to come. Now, adding to this energy, Venus will be supporting your foundations or your home in the coming weeks. You may have the desire to bring beauty into your home or possibly spend more money to ensure that you have a really safe and beautiful sanctuary. Again, with this energy, think long-term about your investments that you are making. Your intuition will serve as a guide as you work with these opportunities and challenges in the coming weeks. So definitely trust it. I hope you have a good one. I'll see you next time. All right. That is all the signs. I do hope you found some helpful tips and insights about how you can work with this energy based on your sun sign and your rising sign. Now, remember, if you would like to take a deeper look at where your natal chart is aligning with the current energies right now, you can always find me at astrologyhub.com/JamieConnect on the brand new platform, Astrologer Connect. You can check out all of the astrologers that we have on this amazing platform at astrologyhub.com/AstrologerConnect. I love meeting so many new faces this week, and I really do hope whether I see you there or here next week that you have a good one.
Thank you for listening to Astrology Hub Star Sign Horoscopes. If you'd like to easily jump to your personal horoscope, sign up to get a timestamp star sign episode emailed to you each Friday. Go to astrologyhub.com/star signs and sign up now. That's astrologyhub.com/star signs.